2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, sports fans, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 DKSL Sports. And what is that music, Jeremy?
Called No Church in the Wild.
New Church in the Wild?
No Church.
Oh, No Church in the Wild? And who sings it?
That's a good question.
This is Alex stuff, right? Yeah. Tomorrow, I'm changing the rejoin music.
What are you going to play, though?
I don't know, but it's not going to be this. All this foreign music that I don't even know what this is. I don't like it. What is
I like
it?
Nirvana.
Is it Biggie Smalls? Let's play Nirvana.
No, we're not going back that far.
Every rejoin, let's play that far.
We're not going back to the 90s. Let's keep it in this decade.
When were you born? Like what year?
88.
Wow. I was in college for 2 years in 1988. I was 20. I'm 20.
So wow. You were born in 68.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Right at the beginning. Okay, so I have a question for you. Everyone always asks me the questions. I'm going to ask you questions.
Great.
Everybody is thinking outside the box these days, right? You got the LIV Tour. The PGA Tour, you know, they've kind of changed all these things. They've done different things. Brett Yormark thinking outside the box. The Pac-12, George Kliavkov, he's trying to think outside the box. They're changing college football, the playoff system, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's thinking outside the box. So when we were talking about managers, right, baseball managers?
Yep.
Baseball is the only sport where the coach – wears the same uniform as the players. Like in the NBA, they wear a suit and a tie. In the NFL, they wear khakis, right? In college, Jim Harbaugh, he puts on some cleats and some khakis and a golf shirt. Or if you're one of those really hip coaches, maybe you have like like Kyle Whittingham, his shirts are very form-fitting. And he looks good in them. Like yeah. He can wear it. He can pull it off. A lot of coaches can't, though.
No.
They're not built in the manner that he is. Like Kalani's not built like Kyle.
No.
So
Kalani likes his Disneyland treats a little too much.
Yes.
And I don't blame him. I do too. I love Disneyland snacks, man.
So you kind of want the Disneyland day when BYU goes to South Florida, don't you?
Yeah, I guess. My wife. Florida. It's my wife's.
Look, I lived in Orlando for like forever. I live 10 minutes from – I went to Disney World like almost every day when I lived there.
Are you
serious? The fireworks, I saw them from my house every night.
That's cool. Where do you live in Orlando?
I lived in Windermere.
Nice.
So you hear a guy named Tiger Woods? He was my neighbor.
No, he wasn't. Your direct neighbor?
He totally was. You hear a guy named Thurman Thomas. Do you know who he is? You probably
for
don't.
The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, he was my neighbor too.
So that's a nice little area.
Yeah. I didn't know it when I moved there. In fact, it was kind of bummed when I found out. It's like, Shaquille O'Neal. You've heard of him.
Of course.
Yeah.
The big Aristotle.
Yeah, his big blue roof and his house is just down the street. Yeah. These are all my neighbors. And Mickey Mouse.
What are you doing here? Why aren't you still back there?
That's a great question. I came here protesting. I'll just tell you that. I came back here to coach high school football. I was offered an opportunity at my high school, so I came back. Anyway, so here's my question. My question is, what other sport or what should other sports require the coaches to wear the uniform of the team?
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
And I would even say, especially in the case of basketball, they got to abandon the suits. They look ridiculous, honestly, especially when you put them up against players who are sitting out and there's this whole fashion forward movement in basketball. Like, they just need slacks and a polo and they're good. Like, the suits is ridiculous. It's even more ridiculous in football. Do you remember Al Golden when he was coaching at Miami? And he'd have the suit and the tie and the white shirt. And it's probably soaking wet from the humidity.
It was a thing back in the day, wearing a suit and a tie in the NFL. Tom Landry, I mean, it was a thing.
I wouldn't be opposed to Sunday best getting to slacks and a polo.
A Mike Nolan, 49ers.
Yeah. So in the NFL, there was a dress code. So you talk about all the players, because I didn't even think about the players, because it does. It looks so, it's so weird. Like, the dress in the
NBA.
Can
you imagine Kyle
Whittingham
on the sidelines in a suit and a tie? That's unbelievable. If he was wearing a uniform, pads and pants.
Well, maybe he just puts on a jersey and sweats.
That would look ridiculous.
Could you imagine?
That's like an SNL skit with Chris Farley back in the day. Man down by the river.
Could you imagine the amount of revenue you could generate from a coach's jersey? Think of Bill Belichick.
Who would buy that?
Put Belichick in it. Now, Belichick's about the closest guy to wearing football gear. I mean, he's got his cut-off sweatshirt. Like, I like that.
That would actually sell well. That'd probably be the top-selling piece of coaching attire, the cutoff hoodie.
Imagine if the coaches had jerseys and you could sell their jerseys.
I could not be your friend if you bought a coach's jersey.
Oh, totally. Hey, some of the coaches, you know who was loved by the fans? Was Bum Phillips. Was he not, Jeremy? Jeremy goes, who? Bum Phillips, the old Houston Oil. I'm telling him. I'm looking at you for your reaction because it's funny because it's like, yeah, Matt is. So what generation? Are you a millennial? Is that what your generation is?
I think so.
Are you a Gen Y-er?
I think I'm a millennial. I'm definitely not Gen Z.
We found out that Alex is a millennial. You're a millennial, right, Jeremy?
We're about the same age, yeah.
Yeah.
Matt's in that group. Just
the Gen Xers, we really kind of have it going on. Yeah. There's a woman on social media that explains, like we don't have allergies to milk. We're not gluten intolerant. We actually played outside.
I played outside. I didn't have a smartphone.
Yeah, but did you have a play date?
What's a play date?
You know what a play date is.
I did not have play dates. I would play sports with my friends outside.
You know what a play date is. Don't give me this. I don't know what a play
date
is.
I don't. I never had those.
It's like when you're 3 or 4. You're little kids. That thing.
You have to schedule time to play. It's called a play date.
Did you have those? Because that wasn't a thing when I was a kid.
No, I didn't have. No, that's a thing. That's a thing your generation had.
No, it's not. I think it's the next generation you're talking about, Gen
so,
Z.
What about like soccer?
No.
Is soccer a sport that they...
We got a glimpse of this in the season finale of Ted Lasso, and it was horrible. It was a very funny scene. I'm not going to spoil it for you. But we saw that. Someone had very short shorts.
Ted Lasso, Jeremy?
And a top, and it looked ridiculous.
All I'm saying is... I think the oddness of these coaches separating themselves, I think they should just be totally engrossed and they should be wearing the uniform of the team that they're a part of. I mean, imagine Eric Spoelstra in a shirtless jersey.
There's plenty of movies that do this. We have now it was a different era of time.
I don't know what you're talking about, movies.
Have you not seen
this?
Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell, where he was the coach and the player before they went to the NBA?
Well, yeah, that's
it looked absurd. We can't go back to that.
See, I think it's weird that they dress all different. I think it's weird that the guys who are injured dress in their street clothes.
You think it's weird that the coaches wear normal, comfortable, athletic clothing on the sideline?
I'll tell you who I like. I'll tell you which coach I actually like the most. As far as
his dress. Who?
I like Will Hardy's look.
That's the look I've been talking about for 10 minutes. So I how can you even say that?
You didn't
That's
say
exactly
that.
What
say
I...
the look. You didn't say, you know,
I
look
did
like
say the
Will,
look.
Will Hardy.
I absolutely said the look. I said slacks and a polo. That's Will Hardy. Dare you say that?
Will Hardy's not a polo guy. Will Hardy is a...
Oh,
is
so like he's a, like a half zip.
He's almost
okay.
like a Henley guy.
Half zip and polo, they're in the same family of tops.
I don't even think there's any buttons or any zips or anything to his top. I think it's just a
long sleeve.
Usually like a crew neck or maybe a little V-neck, you know?
They're kind all of. In the same family. You just advocated for them wearing uniforms. So you cannot say you like the Will Hardy look. That's ridiculous. That's the look I like.
I'm just trying to figure out why we're just totally okay with these managers who are way out of shape, and they put on the uniforms and they wear them and they come out on the field and they argue with umpires and it looks horrendous, but we're okay with that. And
you're
I'm just wondering,
in baseball they need to abandon the uniforms.
Something, but then you go, okay, the coach is going to cut. It's almost like, why is it so accepted in baseball? And why is it so taboo any other sport?
This is there's a simple answer to this. It's the same reason that baseball is so slow to make all the rule changes, the pitch clock, why did that take so long, the games are so long. It's because baseball is so obsessed with the past and with history that they can't progress in the modern time. And there's the answer for you.
See,
they shouldn't be doing it anymore.
I think you should give these coaches – who just can't let it go, an opportunity to just put that uniform on and just feel. Because, see, I think Harbaugh's like, because Harbaugh wears cleats. Like
what's wrong with that?
Well,
he wears gloves, too.
I think he can't let it go. And it's like, let the man put his suit on and go out there. Well, I wanted to talk. See, all right, we'll take a break, but. I'm going to bring it because
your question steered us down a rogue path.
No, it's good stuff. I think there's a massive opportunity here for the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour. I really do. And maybe we can talk about that for a minute, but also the Big Ten schedule came out. We'll talk about that as well. It is Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home.
Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.